It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk about a recent report showing an increase in hacking attempts in Wisconsin near the April and November elections of last year.
First, the state Senate this week passed a Republican bill that would weaken high-capacity well regulations in Wisconsin. Under the new bill, farmers and businesses would be allowed to repair, replace, and sell their high-capacity wells without permits.
The bill's main sponsor, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, calls it a pro-farm measure. Here he makes the case for farmers' ability to resell their high-capacity wells without permit.
The one thing that a lot of people are looking for is the ability to transfer those properties, just like any other type of business. If you have a family that you want to remain in that industry, you want to make sure that there's certainty moving forward for any type of business plan that you may present to say, listen, we're going to expand again. Because that's what we do in Wisconsin. We farm. We're about agriculture.
The debate around high-capacity wells has been contentious for quite a while. It reflects competing demands between agriculture and others who use and depend on the state's lakes and streams.
It also creates tensions between farmers. Here's Democratic Senator Kathleen Vinehout of Alma, who is also a farmer.
This bill pits one farmer against the other. It pits the haves versus the have-nots. The only problem is, you aren't going to know if you're a have-not until your well fails.
Lee Bergquist joins us now. He's a reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, focusing on local news and environmental issues. Lee, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, thanks a lot.
So, Lee, can you give us an overview of specifically what's in this Senate bill?
Well, yeah, I would say, I might make a small correction in your in the report leading up to our discussion here. The owner of these high capacity wells will still have to have a permit. There's no question about that. The issue was whether there would need to be an environmental review of that permit by the Department of Natural Resources. And this bill would not require an environmental permit to be done before an owner of a high-capacity well would either have to replace his well or her well. These wells don't last forever. They need to be repaired like a car or something like that. Or if they want to sell that property. And in that case, what this bill says is no, you don't have to go through an environmental review before that well is going to be replaced.
So as we said, this issue has been contentious for quite a while now. It's even been referred to as Wisconsin's water war. Who are the main groups in the fray?
Well, the main groups are, as there is in any environmental issue in this state, are some of the leading environmental groups in the state. Clean Wisconsin, for example, or Midwest Environmental Advocates on the environmentalist side, and then agribusiness on the other side, like the Farm Bureau or the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association. One more group that really plays a pivotal role in this case is our people that might be on either side of the political spectrum when it comes to anything else, but these are people that live in lakes in central Wisconsin or have property up in that area, and what they're seeing is their streams where they have property or their property along their lakes, that these have been shriveling over time and shrinking, or they rise and fall during the irrigation season. And they're also a big player in this, and they would like to see some controls placed on these high cap wells.
And so, as we said, this issue has become quite politicized, and the Senate passed it on a 19-13 vote along strict party lines. What's at stake for Democrats and Republicans here, and why, when there are probably people on both sides of the issue in pretty much all of these districts, Why is it coming down along party lines?
Well, I just think that's the way of the world in politics today, is that Republicans are supporting business interests, Democrats are supporting environmental interests in this state, and on virtually every environmental issue in the last 4 or 5 years, that's how it's shaken out. You know, I may add, if I could, that this is really just a bit of a side issue, this vote this week. And again, the assembly will have to take this up in May. The bigger issue is there going to be in this state any type of overarching authority or control over new high-capacity wells in areas that are very sensitive to all of this water use. And that's where we're going to see more debate and more conflict in the perhaps later this year, but in the years to come.
We're talking with Lee Bergquist right now. He's a reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he's catching us up on the most recent vote in the Wisconsin State Senate about regulation of high-capacity wells. Well, as you said, Lee, this is a much bigger topic when you look at the high-capacity wells in general. Let's step back for a second, and can you share with us what actually constitutes a high-capacity well? Under state law, how many gallons of water can one of those wells pump in a day, for instance?
100,000 gallons of water per day. So that's what a high cap well is. That's going to be well more than anything that you or I use in our home. That water is, you know, pulled from groundwater, and there is tons of groundwater in our state. We're blessed with copious supplies of groundwater. The issue comes in certain areas of the state, such as Portage County or Washira County, where the groundwater helps to feed the rivers and the streams and rivers and the lakes. And when so much groundwater is used, it affects the lake levels or the stream levels at certain times of the year. And that's where these issues really where we're seeing much of the conflict.
And how many high-capacity wells do we have in the state today versus, say, 3 or 4 decades ago?
I'm sorry, I don't have those figures at hand. But let me say this, that it's certainly in the thousands. And the numbers since about 1980 have grown exponentially. I've written about this. I don't have them at hand right now, but it's grown very, very, very sharply. And it's and a lot of it has come from growers, irrigators, vegetable crops in central Wisconsin, but also in other parts of the state where farmers want to use irrigation to ensure that they have a crop that will make it through harvest time. It gives them more assurance that they're going to have a crop. And so you have some very good arguments from agribusiness that this irrigation is good for the agribusiness economy. And you have that whole debate as well then.
The plan calls for a study of watersheds in the Central Sands region, which Democrats are actually opposed to. Here's Democratic Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee talking about this point.
We're looking at studying the impact of high-capacity wells while we were giving away the ability to suck up water and not check those permits in the future. But we're going to study the impacts while we're doing it. It doesn't seem to make much sense.
So Chris Larson there of Milwaukee saying it doesn't make much sense to, at the same point that you're saying, let's loosen these regulations, studying the impacts. Have there been other studies before that have looked at the impacts of these high-capacity wells?
Yes, and that's why Democrats had some concerns about that. they feel that the issue is quite settled. And there was a study of the Little Plover River with results that came out last year that showed that there was a clear relationship between high capacity wells and the Little Plover River, which is a small river in Portage County that empties into the Wisconsin River. It has parts of it have actually gone dry in some summers. And hydrogeologists from the U.S. Geological Survey and other experts have indicated there's a relationship between groundwater pumping from agriculture and the effect on this lake. That has been challenged by agriculture, but the scientists say that there's a clear relationship here.
So this current bill would allow farmers to repair and replace their high-capacity wells, but also to resell their well permits. What are some of the concerns that opponents are voicing over that grandfathering in of existing well permits?
Well, I just think that their concern is really just placing any kind, they would like to see some more controls placed on these wells. If they are going to be resold in the future, perhaps and there is no oversight over it. They view that as just one less check on this water use, and so anything that would allow this to go on in perpetuity is what they view as an additional threat to groundwater supplies.
And Lee, as we wrap up, you said that the Assembly will need to take this up in May. Any predictions on how it'll do in that part of the Wisconsin legislature?
Well, the Republicans control the Assembly, and I would think that they'll follow suit with what the Democrats, the Republicans control the Assembly, and I think they'll follow suit with what the Senate did earlier this week.
Well, Lee, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
That was Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Lee Berquist. He gave us the latest on the state Senate's vote on regulation of high-capacity wells.